Jim did invite Stanny.
You did invite me?
Then Stanny needn't have come.
Your prerogative it was to accept the invitation or not.
Jim could have been more understanding.
I gave up my chances of an accountant in Dublin to be here.
Then again he thought he had.
I landed you a teaching post in Trieste with far greater possibilities.
Jim, you see, is my husband.
Not really.
And another thing, why don't you get married?
He won't.
Particularly with young Giorgio.
A new century. Great strides we'll see in how the family's constituted.
He's going highfalutin now.
Something wrong with the language of the educated.
Are you listening in on what I'm saying?
Just as well, it would appear.
For my words is mine.
Stanny, might I touch you for the odd 2 crowns?
God, can't you move from one thing to the other?
You only got paid 2 days ago.
Expenses of a baby.
You what?
Toss it up and I'll see you sound next term. Go on.
What for?
Give them to him.
Well, I don't want you throwing it away.
My other self, Stanny.
He can always do with another self, as his own self doesn't always do so much.
A metaphor, you understand that?
I won't have you speak with me like that, Jim Joyce.
He's not being serious, Nora.
So what if he is or not? He shouldn't say it.
Stanny, who aids and abets my writing.
Amuse, like.
Not amuse. Amuse is a woman. Stanny
I remember when it was Stanny. Stanislaus first came to Trieste.
Benvenuto. Benvenuto a Trieste. You commence in the morning. Joyce and Joyce. 41 crowns per week. 3 only less than me.
Great. Hello, Nora. I trust you are well.
A smart suit you'll require. We've to educate distinguished persons. Count Sordina, Baron Raleigh, editor of Piccolo della Sera, Roberto Prezioso.
And a banker's wife by the name of Roberta.
Now, I took the liberty of informing them you've a bachelor's degree from the National University of Ireland.
But I don't.
Yera, why would you need to show a certificate? A brother of mine's taken at his pledge here. Do you think you could see your way to the land of 2 crowns, only the landlady's pesting after her rent?
You've no money.
Not one centesimo. Right, Nora? Nora, isn't that right?
Yes, Jim, you're right. Jim's always right. Jim's a writer. But not a writer what he'd call conventional. For I imagine a conventional one to have money.
A touch of poverty never harmed any prospective artist.
Jim's a romantic notion of being poor.
My family was seriously on its hunkers as I was growing up, and it harmed my observational powers not one jot.
Man about town in Dublin is not quite Galway drudge.
The stories you do be telling about the goings-on in the environs of Galway.
He writes my sayings down. And used to send them to Stanny. And he then puts them in books.
Powerful sayings, so they are.
Jim likes his cod Irish, his yerras and his so they ares.
The men that is now is only all palaver and what they can get out of you.
Something like that I said, but not the same.
The artist it is who manipulates reality.
Lies, you mean?
Women can be so cruel, Nora.
Is that an experience, is it?
I chose you over all other girls.
None of your girls from comfortable houses would take you.
Someone as unlike me as possible.
How unlike? And don't you call me someone.
Not a woman too sophisticated to give her proper self.
What's wrong with a little sophistication?
One day I'll have you in the best hat money can buy.
Meanwhile I make do with scrimping and scraping.
You know how fond I am of you.
Jim can never use the word love.
Love's indefinable, so how can I mean what I say?
I've said it often enough about me to you, yes.
And then I asked him with my eyes to ask again, yes. And then he asked me, would I, yes, to say yes, my mountain flower.
Huh? Will you pay bloody attention?
Sorry, Nora. Let's go back to Stanny. Make him feel at home on his first night.
Do you know what a pass conditional is, Jim?
Yera, didn't I grow up on nothing but?
Seriously now?
I do, but I've forgotten and proud I am to forget.
How do you teach the students properly?
They listen and then repeat what I say. Like my women, Nora.
You wish.
Correct usage?
Follow my diction and I don't see how they go wrong. Dublin English is as good as the best. And sure am I a supreme exponent of the Dublin dialect. Let's amble to Paolo's for a snifter.
As I'm starting my first morning,
I'll introduce you to Roberto Prezioso, editor of Piccolo della Sera. The Italians are a most hospitable people.
Hope they don't be talking Italian like they done with me.
Nora è timido, eh, James?
He's saying something about my name.
I was saying how hospitable the Italian race is.
Sì, molto ospitale.
A hospital?
Nora.
Hmm?
I'd ask you along also, Nora, but I know it's not what you like.
Go right ahead and make all the decisions for me.
Thank you, my dear.
It's called irony. Didn't hear that, did you?
You are a chip of the old block. And James, he tell me you are a literary man. All the nicer to see you.
He's my other self, Signor Prezioso.
Una musa. Una musa is woman. Beatrice for Dante, eh?
I'm a critic of James' work. Jim will one day be a renowned writer.
Oh, you're all critic. My newspaper, I am critic of Austria. Soon in Trieste we pay lire, not foreign crowns. Like Dublin, no? You say English go, vada.
Signor Prezioso and his newspaper are in favor of the unification of Trieste with Italy.
Ah, I am internationalist. Ireland too. Ireland unfree, never be addressed.
We're not all in favor of Irish nationalism, Signor Prezioso.
Perdono?
Some of us believe change of government would make little difference. The character that needs altering. James is determined that Ireland take one good square look at itself.
Stanislaus can tell a good one when he's determined.
Ah, joking. Pulling at my leg, huh?
We are Irish nationalists when it is in our economic interest to be so, Stanny. Come, let us imbibe one more bottle of best Italian vino. Signore, una altra calafa.
I think I'll go back to the house.
Stay on, will yous?
House?
I need to prepare my class and it's getting late.
A man of the degree of National University in Ireland, he do not prepare. He speak extempore, huh?
Couldn't put it better myself, Roberto.
Two glasses I've had already and Nora's alone with the child.
Irishman, look after baby. You are joking me. James?
So much the more for us to sup, Signor Prezioso. Signore, due altre carafe.
See you tomorrow. Goodbye, Signor Prezioso.
I don't know what saved your brother, James.
Tell the truth, I don't know what rightly to say of Stanislaus. He's not drunkard nor sponge. Yes, and not one to make free with me. Only, but he's never been warm. He thinks Jim should have done better. And Stanislaus is nothing if he doesn't think the most of his brother.
He's a happy young fella.
As good as gold.
Imagine that. And when you first met Jim...
Their aspiring poet hitches with a chambermaid.
To think now there's someone else there.
You're an uncle?
You know, I was wondering what you were like for ages.
Jim had known me 3 months and 11 days before he could introduce me to his brother.
You're now the mother of Jim's child.
Could this be an apology?
The repository of the Joyce line.
Come on. And give over them jawbreakers.
I thought you might get in the way of Jim's writing.
Huh? What thinking is it in the Joyce mind at all?
Who'll shoe my babe's little feet? Who'll put gloves on her hand? Who'll tie my babe's middle with a long green band?
Get to bed.
Nora.
Get to bed and no more out of you.
This song's for you, Nora.
Did you hear? You've a sleeping child up above.
I love you and I just want a glass of water.
Making a holy show of yourself. Hope to God Mrs. Geety didn't hear.
No, drink is what gets creative urges going.
What is it possessed me to go away with you at all? Look at that shirt.
Good. Confrontation. We need explore confrontation.
As for that time waster, Roberto Prezioso.
He likes you, told me himself. Stanny's who I love most in the world. My muse.
It's rather late, Jim, and we both need to work tomorrow.
I love you, Stanny. And love you, Nora, I do.
Oh, for God, I could brain you.
See you in the morning, Jim.
Well, Stanny gets up bright and early.
My tie straight, Nora?
And Jim gets up. Stanny goes to teach.
The passive is composed of the verb to be added to the past participle. Example, the baby's cry is heard.
And Jim goes to teach.
Any lazy, idle loafers that want flogging in this class? What is a loafer?
And as the days go on, Stanny goes on teaching.
The past conditional often expresses regret or criticism. If I'd known, I wouldn't have come.
And Jim goes on.
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, said the prefect of studies. Where did I get that from?
They each have their defenders.
Accuracy, Signor Joyce. I admire accuracy in the language.
Liberate, Signor Joyce. Who care for errors? Editor is not the editor of subs.
But Stanny begins and finishes his teaching in class.
See you at the same hour tomorrow, Signorina Cellico.
Not so, Jim.
You really must read more of Boccaccio, Roberta.
But is Boccaccio, how you say, immorale?
Love for Boccaccio is a delicacy to be shared. If ideals of Europe follow the generous spirit of Boccaccio and not the strictures of Dante.
Signora Joyce, your husband, he'd tell me Boccaccio is a torre of love.
Does he also know I want him home for he's a baby needs looking after? That's the love, yes, we're sharing.
We were studying literature, dear.
Then I'll take myself off for a drink in one of them smart cafes by the old town. Yes, and smoke a cigar.
A cigar? Women don't smoke cigars.
Maybe I'm the modern kind of woman, with a generous spirit.
But other men might.
Normally when a man just looks at me, Jim's in a state.
Did he just whistle at you?
Did he, Jim?
Don't say you didn't notice now. Scusa, e mia moglie.
That means I'm his wife.
Are you serious getting upset about men whistling at me?
Who do you mean? Of course I'm serious.
Sometimes I think it's only cotton. Being like a man would be jealous only for your books.
Jim needs to explore a complexity of emotions, Nora.
Where did he creep in?
His collection of Dublin stories is being held up by the publishers, and when they're made available, things will look up for us all.
Why aren't they published now? They're thought dirty, yes?
The scope of my literature shall not be dictated by Dublin Philistines.
God, doesn't he go on the blazes about the place, considering that's where he left? Dublin and sex.
It is the unconscious which directs my focus, Nora.
Are you reading what I'm saying again? Write a book, will you? Everyone wants to read.
I intend to represent truthfully imperfections in the Dublin attitude to intimacy.
Like when we first met.
I do respect you, you know.
If I didn't think so, I wouldn't be letting you do it.
Serious, Nora. I'll stay with you.
I know what it is a man wants and see no harm in giving it him.
Do you want to do it again?
You mean?
Again, yes.
By God, Nora, you're great.
But now he's changing.
Jim?
Yes, Nora?
Come to bed.
What?
Is it repeating you want?
I need to think about my writing.
His bloody old writing.
Can't you do that later?
You are very young, my child, he said. And let me implore of you to give up that sin. It is a terrible sin.
What in God's name?
Shh! You're interrupting my train of thought. It kills the body and the soul.
I'm wearing a new pair of black silk drawers.
Yes?
Uh-huh.
Well...
only waiting to be admired.
But if we were to conceive...
Do you not want to do it over worrying about a child? If you do, you may as well give up on life entirely.
Aunt Josephine's letter.
I knew.
If you can remember that you count your monthly courses so that you may not do the same again.
Regular bulletins on Trieste supplied by both brothers.
Dear Nora, Stanislaus tells me James is drinking heavily. Sure, God love him. And isn't drink in man's nature? And he with so much going on. What with writing and supporting little Giorgio. And all that thinking goes into being a teacher of English. He is a man with a bachelor's degree from the National University of Ireland. Do make sure the boys drink a lot of milk. No milk can match that we have at home. God knows, But isn't woman's work never complete?
Cassandra, what she is. You're thinking how I know that now. Mrs. Reardon, yes? Proprietress of Finn's Hotel, where I cleaned. Saying it to us whenever we said anything was hard doing in her mangy hotel. God, you're the proper Cassandra.
How many minutes do you fry the onions, Nora?
Stanny?
I'm after watching you and think it's something I might help with.
Ah, you needn't.
Just as well for a man to learn these things as he might never know when he'll need them.
But that'll be fine.
And there's little Giorgio for you to be taken care of. So it must be a blessing to you as well, given all you've to do around the house.
In that case, you can wash the prawns.
Gamberi.
How did you know that?
I got myself a cookery book in Italian.
What's this, Nora?
A risotto, Jim.
It's not something you normally prepare.
I didn't, or the most, anyhow. Stanny's risotto di mare.
Nora, help me along.
Are you ill?
Why would I be ill?
Didn't you have the time? Is that it?
It's something I wanted to do.
Again?
I think it high time I learned to cook for myself.
But are you thinking of leaving us?
Italian food, come to that, as this is where we're living.
Begob. Begob almighty. I took the trouble of informing the office your salary is paid to me.
You did what?
That way I can manage the rent better.
You never asked me. I might like to buy... for personal...
risotto. Ha! Let's have a taste. Not bad. Bit more salt, maybe. He says he likes doing it.
That's what he says.
But how can he?
He hasn't a woman's natural patience for that kind of thing.
Helping out, maybe. But buying a book. Motivation, conscious or not.
It all culminated at Paolo's. See, would I be using culminated in Finn's hotel? Culminated, how are you? The old faggot of a manageress, Mrs. Reardon would have said.
The boy himself.
Ah, Stanislas. Un bicchiere di vino?
Nora asks if you've the rent.
Have a drink, Yara, go on. Rest those hunkers.
Now we take care of dog.
The landlady's been around and threatening us with eviction. What's funny?
Eviction, not in Trieste. Credit, dear Stanislaus. Lifeblood of Italian commerce. Austrian commerce, or dare I say, any commerce.
I need the money, our money. I must insist.
Insist?
You took our combined wages without asking me.
Begob, doesn't he take life seriously?
Si, la dolce vita, Stanny.
I insist.
Insists he does.
I do.
If you insist, here you are.
Only 6 crowns here. We owe more.
Hand the crone the 6 crowns and tell her to sing for the rest. Crone, crown, croner, crowner. Sing, sang, sung for the rest. Where are you going?
Nora's expecting me.
For what? To do cooking. Signor Prezioso, meet the man who dons the apron strings in our house.
Cooking?
Risotto di mare. Would an Italian man do it? Acquaint himself with the subtleties and solemnities of the cucina, as my abstemious brother seems ever so willing to do.
Ah, this what do Irishmen help in kitchen? Is joke?
Some do, Signor Prezioso, though the first I've heard of it. But Nora is not Stanny's wife.
The landlady's waiting at the house.
Let her wait. Good to let women wait. That's what Stanny needs to learn.
For Nora.
What for Nora? Since when should you be concerned? Do you have designs on my woman?
Are you serious?
Brothers do not make this.
Don't mind if it's not family, but after all, is it not Cain bears the mark of deceit? You wish to sleep with my wife.
She's not your wife in any case, much as I've told you to marry.
You're not going to, you hear?
James, Irish women do not make this.
You don't know modern Irish women, Signor Prezioso. Devious, the lot of them. Neither say what they mean, nor mean what they say.
How can you say such a thing about Nora? I'm leaving.
What are you doing here anyway? That's right, here in Trieste.
I was under the impression you believed I was helping you. You even once said a muse.
A muse? That takes the biscuit. Solitary, unique, and if I may say so, recherché biscuit. You'll never sleep with my wife. Never.
What do you mean by showing me up like that?
Stanny.
Explain yourself, and explain yourself well.
Confrontation. Good. My writing.
That's all an other self is to you, is it?
What? Stanny!
He thinks some of us have no feelings.
Let go.
Filthy mouth out of him. And after all we do...
He can't help us.
Stop drinking. No harder than that.
Some men are that way, yes?
He'll never change with those excuses for him. Never.
It just is. Nothing you can do.
In that case, I'm leaving.
He needs you here. His writing.
He doesn't need me. He wants nothing but himself.
He does. You can't go. I need you.
Stanny. Other self. My muse.
Are you okay, Jim? Jim, are you all right?
I'm sorry it's come to this. Sorry, Nora.
Now, wouldn't you think the day after Jim had say something to his brother? The writer about to expose the world in all its imperfections.
Did you manage to give the landlady the 6 crowns, Stanny? And was she satisfied? She was.
Not particularly.
If you've a contented landlady, it must be you're doing something wrong, so you must.
Pay her on time, yes, and then we wouldn't have her coming around and worrying us in our home.
It is now a month since dear Henry fled to his home up above in the sky, while his family weeps and mourns his loss, hoping some day to meet him on high.
Lord save us. Are you listening to me?
There's to be retrenchment in the job.
Huh?
It means a reduction in the hours.
I know what it bloody means, but what's its meaning?
Room as a result for only one of us.
It's your job. You found it.
You take it.
Now hold on.
You have Nora and, of course, little Giorgio.
And now you'll have Roberto Prezioso.
You must take it. You need the money.
We're moving to Rome.
What?
Rome's a metropolis, not a backwater like Trieste. In Rome, I can complete my novel.
But you need Stanny for aiding and abetting. Other self-like.
A muse.
A muse is a woman.
I've applied for work in the Eternal City, in a bank.
Without telling me. How long have you known this?
Aunt Josephine agrees with me.
Consult the Oracle.
Dear Nora, a stay in Rome is just what James needs. He's a city boy by nature, and perhaps the bank is better suited to a man with a bachelor's degree from the National University of Ireland. Hard it is on Stanislaus to be separated, but there's benefits from not living in such a small space with the two of you and Giorgio. How's the dose? I hope you're well yourself. Take my advice and sleep face to foot. Always best to plan against temptation.
Welcome, O life. I go to encounter for the millionth time the reality of experience and to forge in the smithy of my soul the uncreated conscience of my race.
Jim. Your dinner time's almost up.
Nora, I've got it.
You've got to go back to the bank, Jim.
The vision behind my new novel, I see it all.
You do? That's great, yes.
Who does he think he's whistling at? Scusa, e mia molia.
Just, we owe money for to the landlady and Giorgio here.
I'll have to give private lessons.
No, I won't hear of it. Your book. How can you get it done?
No two ways about the matter. Selective private lessons. Thousands in this city want English.
He knows how to select the signorinas, yes?
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Here's the poet's expressing. Hello, Nora, I didn't see you come in.
The landlady says we still owe her money.
When one door shuts tight, another's sure to open. Nora, what are you doing?
I'm doing the washing, Jim.
Who's washing?
The greenies down the road.
But you can't. You weren't meant for this.
Nothing grand in where I was born, Jim.
I forbid it. No woman of mine shall be reliant on such work. Let me mention it to Stanny when I send him writing. I wouldn't be troubling you only for the book. And of course, little Giorgio.
All I can afford is 10 crowns. I'm still paying off outstanding rent, plus a bill at the baker's and tailor's.
Good old Stanny.
But don't you... Is it right?
Right? What right?
Taking his... Might not Stanny have ambitions of his own?
Stanny aids and abets me.
Enclosed is 15 crowns towards a pram for Giorgio.
Oh, Jim, can we keep on doing this?
The other self's a man you implicitly trust.
The ability to squeeze copper from a stone. I was warned it's the mark of a true Dubliner.
I won't have my city maligned. Not by one who hails from the bogs of Galway.
Where ones are at least plain speaking.
There's no other way they can speak.
And people is not ashamed to do an honest day's work.
I rescued you.
You did what?
What would you be had you remained with Reardon at Finn's?
I had my own money. A room to share. I wanted for nothing.
What's the future in that? No more than a...
What? No more than a what?
Nothing.
You started, now go on.
Reardon. I like the name. Mrs. Reardon spends her money getting masses said. She's got a dog, and the dog has a mind to getting up under petticoats.
No more than a skivvy. Say it.
I won't say it.
And you're ashamed of me, a working girl. Say it.
I know what you've done for me.
I have too, yes. I've given so much for you. And don't you think you can get around me so easily?
I know I neglect you, Nora. But I must get my writing published. About a young man struggling to be an artist. Something I must tell.
Doesn't everyone know what's in books is not true?
Not that truth. Artistic truth. One thought leads to another, a result of deeply subjective experience.
We go from one thing to the next.
Exactly. You have it, Nora. Reality is not on the exterior.
But will anyone want to read it if it's subjective, like?
He's also gone kind of odd on the exterior. The bank, maybe?
Nora.
Yes, Jim?
Would you not call me Jim in public?
Why so?
I'd prefer if you addressed me as James.
For the attention of Mr. James Joyce.
From Dublin.
Well?
Hmm.
Jim?
The publication has again been delayed.
Of the Dubliners? Jim?
It's not the Dubliners, it's Dubliners.
Oh. Surely a the doesn't make no difference.
You don't understand anything, do you?
Well, I've not your education, like.
It's never going to be accepted. Or another, I'm only fooling myself. Just one deluded dreamer. One deluded Dublin dreamer.
What are you doing?
So these papers may as well be tossed in the flames.
Jim, don't. You can't. Stop, Jim. I saved them. Look, I saved them, Jim.
I didn't know what I was doing.
So what if they can't see how good Dubliners is? They'll take this one and the next and the one after that.
They will, Nora. They will. Nora. Please, Nora, come on now.
Are we always to be as poor as street rats?
You say yourself, it's only time before my work is accepted.
I know I mustn't be like this, but I want to be back to Ireland. I want to be among my own people.
Let me get my coat and we'll go for a walk.
You've got to work. Selective private lessons.
Hang it. Hang it all. When do we last have a good spend round the shops?
No, you can't. Our position, it'll only make it worse.
What's the point of living if I can't treat my one and true girl now and again? Tell me that.
He bought me a hat. And we had a grand day eating gelati by the Colosseum. And he made me feel grand all day, yes. And we'd a grand time that night. But so much for the face to foot.
It's true, Jim.
You mean?
You're happy, aren't you?
To be sure I'm happy.
You can be. It won't affect your writing.
Let's leave Rome. Go to, I don't know. Plenty of employment in, I don't know, and there I can do my writing better. First I must write to Aunt Josephine.
Dear Nora, wasn't I only delighted to think at your young age you'll have two of them. I hope Giorgio won't get jealous. I wrote to Stanislaus immediately I heard and know he'll take it like me. James says sometimes he's feeling a hard chill and I'm sending a scarf. No finer wool than that found at home.
Where did we go in the end? Not guessed?
James, Nora, and little Giorgio. But Rome?
My muse, I have missed you.
A muse is not a man.
Do you think you might see your way towards the Lend of Two Crowns? Re-establish old contacts, you know?
For drink, you want it?
Give it to him.
So that night I was waiting as usual.
Nora! Nora! Stanny!
For the love of God.
No, I've only had the one. I'm not feeling well.
What is it?
This pain. I think I'm dying.
You've a pain. I've a baby due any day.
Before I finish my book, I'll never finish my book.
It's serious.
Get me to hospital. There's more than 200 pages in the back room. The publisher, send them to him.
Rheumatic fever, the doctors say.
They do.
I thought you only got it as a result of overcrowded and unhygienic conditions. What will Aunt Josephine make of it?
The only one I know of with rheumatic fever was a Mary O'Connor, and she from a cottage, and her father no better than a day labourer. To think a Joyce and a university man could go down with such disease is all more astonishing. What is it, the hygiene in that part of the world at all?
Stanny.
You've been a tidy woman, Nora. No reflection on you.
Stanny, it's starting.
What's starting?
My contractions.
You mean, let me call Mrs. Franzini. No, she's out. I saw her go.
Stanny, I need to get to hospital.
Wait, who else can...
Just what I can't do. Wait, get me to hospital.
Annabella, bambina.
She's beautiful.
She is.
Oh, Stanny.
We'll get through this. Jim as well. Have no fear.
La sua bambina, signora?
The nurse thinks she's yours.
No, not my baby. The father's not here.
Diciotto, diciannove, venti.
Grazie mille.
I'm not sure Jim would like this, Nora.
Like what?
Charity, it is, in all but name.
The Austrian government's offering 20 crowns to all those given birth. You want me to refuse?
20 crowns only given to paupers. There's stigma attached.
Then let Jim put food on the table, for there's now an extra mouth to feed.
The end of confrontation for me, Stanny.
I'm sure, Jim.
Nothing like a spell laid low on your back to get you thinking of priorities. What I must now do is finish that writing, or who knows if I'll ever be able to complete it.
And your two children?
Our two children, little Giorgio and Lucia. Lucia for light. First, I'll see Roberto Prezioso. Man was kind enough to visit me in hospital. Can you, in all earnestness, see your way towards 2 crowns from that baby money? Nora.
These crowns were a present. The Austrian government gave them me.
Good for the Austrian government.
You don't mind? Handed out only to the poorest of the poor.
The Joyces have never accepted charity, but what the hell?
When are you going to grow up? When?
Stanny, he's just out of hospital.
My last...
Not your last. You're lying.
No, my last words. I can't write anymore.
What did you say?
Blocked. I'm blocked.
You won't finish the book?
I respect you, Nora. You, Stanny. No more confrontation.
But you must finish it. We're all relying on you.
I'll get a regular job. Give private lessons. I'll bring home the dinner for my two children.
We're out of onions and peppers.
Nora.
And more besides. I'll have to go up to the market.
Nora, I have something to say to you.
Some other things you want to buy?
I've been thinking. I want us to go away together.
But we're just back.
Not that away.
What away?
The two of us together. 4 of us. You, me, Giorgio and baby Lucia. I'm sure that's what little Giorgio would want. And baby Lucia.
But what about Jim?
He'll never learn if we don't do this.
You mean you? Me?
It might make him come to his senses. He may then finish his writing.
I can't do that.
If he doesn't finish his writing, then his life is in vain. Not only his life, but for us all. He's now reduced to drinking charity money.
Look, I'm in a hurry, yes? We'll talk about this another time.
Not if I can bloody help it.
Nora, you buy the food. Anche io. I'm a cook in mia casa.
Signore prezioso.
Roberto, in Italia we do not stand up in ceremony. Ecco.
A cigar?
Modern woman, they smoke cigar. I like modern women.
I can't.
No? Benissimo. It is from Cuba.
My husband.
But you are not married.
James, he wouldn't like it.
No, he no mind. James is my friend.
I don't accept gifts from men other than James. There are people watching who know the both of you.
You are joking. I know Irish women.
How do you mean?
Irish women, they do not say what they mean, or they mean what they say.
Signore Prezioso, I'm a mother of two children.
I look after babies. I am good, like Irishman. Why do you think James did not marry you?
What? None of your business.
You want to marry James, Vero?
We're seeing strides on how families are constituted.
James, he say love is for share. Like Boccaccio, love is delicacy.
Jim's going to be a renowned writer, and I'll be there to help him.
I am editor of Piccolo della Sera. James, teacher of English, and no more. Come, Nora. James, do not mind. If he mind, he marry you.
I have to go.
I have money. I pay rent. Nora!
A cigar. He's a prudent member and no mistake. You didn't lead him on now.
Me?
Otherwise, why would he do it? There must have been temptation.
What are you saying?
You didn't. You're telling me.
Not so much as a friendly nod did I give him. And if you think the mother of your two children a liar...
Because it'll be embarrassing for me otherwise.
Spare the thought. Any possible embarrassment to you must surely come above all else.
I'll go round and have it out with him.
Jim, be careful.
Cigars. Desire for sexual gratification. He'll know soon enough not to tangle with my wife.
Think of the money situation.
By God, he'll know.
Prepositions, Signore Prezioso. I went to buy, not I went for buy.
You understand, you know?
Yes, but one's right and the other's wrong.
Why?
It is... there are rules.
Ha! Rules. Who make the rules on English? Oh, here comes...
Everybody must know the rules.
How dare you try to seduce my wife?
James?
Don't come the innocent with me. Did you or did you not offer a cigar to Nora?
Joking. James always pull on my leg.
My wife, who has only recently given birth to our second child.
She is not your wife.
Jim, calm down.
When Lothario here has been fresh with the mother of my two children.
James, you say you do not mind. When it is not brother, you do not mind. Have wine, James. James, vino. Signore, un'altra caraffa.
That's what you can do with your wine.
James, I am sorry. I do not mean...
Jim, it's a mistake now. Sorry, Signore Prezioso.
Sorry, James, sorry. You give me wrong-ended stick. I go.
If I were Austria, I'd never let you lot free. No money.
Yes.
No job.
True.
Two children. You and I to crowd into Stani's tiny flat.
And our most influential friend in Trieste publicly insulted.
It'll get better.
Could it get worse?
Another teaching job, maybe.
Is there any use in the both of us being in the dumps?
Or maybe a bank again?
Maybe.
I'm amazed you're so relaxed about it all.
What other way would I be, Jim?
Sometimes I can't fathom women out.
Not when you don't listen in on what she's thinking, anyway.
You want more, but when it's not there. Nora, wouldn't you have been happier had I never removed you from Finn's hotel?
Do you think?
Regular employment you had. and a guaranteed place of abode.
I was a skivvy, Jim.
All you've suffered on my account, and you're still with me. And how you've faith in me, and what life you might have had had you met a man with a steady job who'd have taken well care of you and made your days better. I'll have a woman such as you in one of my books.
Books again?
No, don't be like that. I'll base my story on the day we first met. Have her marry a man who survives on his wit's end. An odyssey. I wonder how Penelope's husband Odysseus will react to the attentions of another suitor.
Am I an experiment? Something to do with artistic truth? You know, it's not right what you've done to Roberto Prezioso.
Me do to him, that serpent.
You wanted him to court me in order that you could work out what you would do. Don't say you didn't.
I'll admit no such thing.
Not saying straight out, but unconscious-like.
Nora, how do you even know about?
Don't you think I haven't the words to match you, yes, Jim Joyce?
And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfume, yes. And his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said yes, I will. Yes.
He's blocked no more anyhow.
Do you know something?
What, Jim?
I'm kind of, well, lost for vocabulary. I like you more than I like anyone else alive. If that's love, then...
Oh, Jim.
Not saying it is, but I have a feeling, strong feeling. You're the only woman for me.
Not even the women you write about in books?
They're not real, Nora, you know that.
Do I? Come here.
Not sure if we should. We're Stanny to come in, you know.
I've read Jim's finished novel.
You finished it? But when?
I didn't want to tell you. Give you false hopes.
And is it any good? Let's have a read. And I read it. Stephen Dedalus, is that you?
Well, partly. Writing must be partly autobiographical.
A lot of big words in that. Not always easy to follow.
Too difficult.
It's grand.
Yes, you do like it.
A masterpiece, Jim. An artist as a young man.
And my woman in the new book will be big of heart and able to see what's good about life and...
He wants me to say something here. Am I your muse, maybe? No. Amuse is it I am. More caught than that. I'll keep that one to myself.
You're my other self, Nora.
I am.
You are.
Fine so.
You're not happy.
Not sure if the job of other self is all it's made out to be. Bit of a come down also from a muse. I'm delighted.
Yes.
I said yes. Yes.